I'm down to run out. had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. And he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?" he really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired, he was sick, he was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in, and when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, "Can I ask you?" And he said, "Do I miss it?" "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again, and the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes." Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story, except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh.
If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres, from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
I'm Who's the fool?
Who's the fool?
Who's the fool?
Stooge
dress cracker trickster. Go on, call our uncle, but who's the fool? Street for me to looter, our roads lead to one. So who's the fool? Yes, you already fooled me, and my brother too. And your own best friend, and I know you fooled his girlfriend too. And now we see you, and your game is up.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards, and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah,
that's Smokey, all right. He likes it when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
Ha, so it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Thank you. I love it when you give give me things and you.
Thank you. music is worthy. It's all that you got. Metal shields on wood pushed through our back. There's a splinter in your eye. It reads rehab. They shifted the statues for harboring birds.
By the dawn of the modern light, I will wait for you there, creeping. Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Like this, I don't know.